City of Milwaukee election workers will count absentee ballots all day on Election Day. More than 22,000 people voted absentee, about two-thirds of them through early in-person voting. Neil Albrecht is executive director of the city's election commission. He told WUWM all the absentee ballots have been collected in one facility on the near north side.
Those are all processed together at 4300 North Richard Street in Milwaukee. It is an event that is open to the public. We start when the polls open. That's the soonest we can start. And it usually takes the entire day right up until about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening to complete it.
Just how does the process work? Is there somebody who's opening up the envelope and feeding it into a machine?
Yeah, they do it. We sort of end up representing the voter when we're processing absentee ballots. So somebody checks them in, just like you would do at your polling place. The person is issued a voter number that gets recorded in the absentee ballot log, which is like a poll book. Then the envelope is reviewed to make sure that the voter did everything that needs to be done for their ballot to be processed, like signing and getting a witness signature. And then from there, they're opened, and then one by one, the ballots are inserted into voting machines.
You mentioned that it's going to likely take all day and into the evening to count these ballots. Is that typical?
Sure. I mean, as many as the 22,000 that we anticipate for the 2012 presidential, we had over 55,000 to process. And that actually took us until about 2 a.m. to finish that process. So obviously this is a much smaller batch, about half of what we saw for the presidential. So we're confident that we'll be ending, you know, pretty close to the time that the polls would be closing. But it can run pretty late. Processing absentee ballots is a fairly labor-intensive process just because of all the different steps that need to be taken. Again, in the absence of the voter, then the poll workers sort of assume that additional labor.
It does seem like a lot of additional work, especially since so many people these days are doing the early voting using absentee ballots.
It is. What's unfortunate, really, is that Wisconsin does not have true early voting. We call it early voting, but what you're really doing is you're voting an absentee ballot in person. Many states offer true early voting, which is you go to vote early, you insert your ballot into a tabulator, and then those election results are obviously held and merged with the polling place election results on election day. And that's a much more efficient process. It also gives the voter a greater peace of mind about voting early, knowing they're the person to put their ballot into a tabulator.
Neil Albrecht heads Milwaukee's Election Commission. He talked with WUWM about the process of counting absentee ballots on Election Day. Albrecht predicts strong in-person turnout based on how many people chose to vote early.